All right, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining the Stranger Than Fiction Halacha. This week, I have a really interesting question. In Israel, the way mikvahs work, some of them in America are like this as well, that for a men's mikvah, you have a sort of communal changing room, like a locker room, and then you go either into another room or around like a privacy wall into the mikvah. So a guy came in to change to go into the mikvah. And there were two other people in the room with him, a younger man and an older man. And the guy had in his wallet 1,800 shkalim. He had seven 200 shkalim bills, so that's 1,400. And then he had four $100 or 100 shekel bills. See why that's important. He has it in his wallet, changes, undresses, goes into the mikvah. Not a very long time. When he gets back out of the mikvah, he goes back into the changing room, and he still sees only the same people there. Only those two people there, the older guy and the younger guy. Then, as he's getting dressed, they finish undressing, they go into the mikvah. He checks to see his wallet, pulls out his wallet, all of the bills are gone. Somebody stole them. So he realizes that the only two people that could have been in the room at the time, he didn't see anybody else, they were currently in the mikvah. The room was empty. So he starts going through their clothing, looking for his money. Doesn't find anything. Then he has this idea, well, what about their shoes? Looks in their shoes, and sure enough, stuffed into one of the shoes are seven $200, 200 shekel bills, and four 100 shekel bills. The exact same amount of money, the exact same combination of bills. He doesn't remember the serial numbers, he doesn't know for sure. Can he take it or not? Can he take that money? What do you say? What?
He doesn't know it's his.
Correct. It looks like his. It sounds like it's his. Nobody else would do that, but maybe they would. So you say yes or no?
No.
You say no. Why? Because?
Because he doesn't know if it's
his. He doesn't know for sure. Anybody agree or disagree? Who also agrees that he can't take it because he's not sure? You also agree. Anybody disagree that he can? Okay.
Maybe he can, and then when the guys come out, he can say, this is my money, it could be, you got to give me the ride that it's not yours.
Yeah, so he could just confront them. He didn't want to do that. So the question is, are you just allowed to take the law into your own hands when you don't have 100% proof to grab your stuff? And the answer is that it is a machlokes. It is a debate. In this case, you don't have proof. Generally, when you want to take something from somebody else that you believe is rightfully yours, either they owe you money or they stole something, there's a concept in halacha called hamotzi mechavero olav haraya, that if you want to take something from somebody else, you have to give ironclad proof, which is normally, what do we use for proof in halacha? What? Yeah, we use testimony, witnesses, and there were no witnesses. So some people say that no, that you can't take it in this case. You don't have 100% proof. You don't have witnesses. And you don't have, it doesn't say your name on it. So you can't take it without taking them to court. There are others that say, this is one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. His name is he goes by the name of the Sma. That's the name of his Sefer, the Sefer Me'iras Einayim. And he has a big chiddush. He has this big idea that when there's what's called raglayim ledavar, it's a very interesting phrase. What does raglayim mean? Legs. So raglayim ledavar means when the topic has legs, when it can move on its own, meaning when it's not an ironclad proof, but where there's a pretty good assessment, there's a pretty good odds that it's yours, and in this case, again, there's no proof, but let's be honest here, what are the odds of nobody else being in that room again? It was only a matter of like a minute, and he found the exact same amount of combination of bills that was missing from his wallet in somebody else's shoes. So not 100% proof, but there are pretty good odds. So the Sma says, in that case, you are allowed to be lenient and you are allowed to take it. It's a debate. We generally hold that it is lenient, that we are lenient, and when the odds are so incredibly high, even if you don't have witnesses, you are allowed to take it. And I just want to caution you, you can't just like start grabbing things that look like stuff that are yours. Because again, there's a whole lot of different possibilities, but over here it's such a confined case, like you have to pay to get into the mikvah, nobody else was there, it's the exact same combination amount of money, there's only one person that could possibly have done it, the old person may not have been able to bend down, it was in the young guy's shoes, everything adds up. In that case, we may be lenient. There is another case, which is what this is based on, which has a different halacha. There was a guy he owned a house with his family, and they employed two people, a butler and a maid. The butler was known to be a very honest person, and the maid had already been caught stealing something. And then something went missing. And the owner of the house found something in the maid's possessions that looked pretty similar to it. And the question is that similar to this case? Is he allowed to just take it from her without any proof? Do you think that's similar to this case or different? So Rav Zilberstein said, no, that is totally different. Why? Because it wasn't a confined area. Somebody else could have come in. There's no raglayim ladavar other than just somebody's previous history. Just because, somebody has a past track record of not being the most honest, doesn't mean that, they decided to be dishonest here. It doesn't mean that the other person decided to be honest here. That's not considered to be ironclad proof. Over here, this is a very, very closed room mystery. In that case, it could have been somebody else, and there's no actual circumstantial evidence to convict one person over the other than just you found something that looks like it's yours. But that's not enough. So Zilberstein said those are two different cases. In that case, even the Sma, who's super lenient, would say you don't have enough evidence. But in our case, where it's just a closed room case, the Sma would be lenient and say you can take back what's yours. All right, have a great day, guys.